are listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gorman Bear Girls.
Hey, Star.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well.
So we had our Galentine's episode last week.
We did.
That was fun. We got a lot of good feedback from that.
We did. It was a lot of fun. I thought it was... I liked having other people in on the conversation with us.
Yeah, I'd like to actually know. I mean, I think that we did get a lot of good feedback, but I would like to hear maybe from other people who haven't reached out to see if that's something they'd like to hear more often. Do they want us to have more guests and people around the table? And what are people interested in that way?
Yeah, that would be good to hear that, because I did think it was fun. It felt like more... I mean, us sitting here talking to each other is like real life, but it felt more like that's how we, those are our friends, and that's kind of how we are normally when we're around the table.
Yeah, yeah, so. Exactly. And then we had our Valentine's party.
We did. That was a lot of fun,
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And your cooking was amazing.
Thank you.
And the tablescape was amazing.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Crazy.
I'm guessing you're going to put some pictures up on...
Yeah, we didn't really, so I mean, we shared the meal. We did put that.
Did you, right? Like, you have this beautiful, elaborate, what was it exactly?
I know.
It's these beautiful flowers. I mean, it was gorgeous.
Yeah. So they were, I used wisteria. I'm not huge into, you know this, Jen, like, I'm not huge into using artificial elements. I like to use all natural kind of stuff whenever I decorate, when I'm doing a table and flowers.
That,
it is. But, and also it being, you know, if I were doing like a wedding or a big event, it would be something different. But because we go a little bit overboard when we do these in-home parties that are just with, you know, our friends, for me to buy flowers that were as much as I would have needed for that.
Yeah.
It would have been a little much. So I created, I constructed.
There would be no shoe shopping for quite a while.
No. No,
that is, and we cannot have that.
No, that's like not something that can happen. Yeah, but I constructed kind of like this tree that went straight up the center of the table, up through the chandelier, and kind of cascaded down, but not so much that you couldn't see across the table, but there were elements of it that were hanging down. And I did use some of the white artificial wisteria, but I also used, I filled in with some preserved moss and with seeded eucalyptus. I put some of that in there to kind of fill it. And then I used also the curly willow, which I like to use with everything. And then I put that on top, also at the top of the valance in the dining room, like kind of coming straight out. And we used some peonies that were coming out of there. And then there's a ladder that was hanging down, kind of, that might be hard for people to see this in their mind, but so an old wooden ladder cut in half that's suspended from the ceiling, like, I guess, would that be considered horizontally suspended from the ceiling?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I put the wisteria kind of hanging down through all of the rungs of the ladder with some of the curly willow in there. So as people walked in through the front door and through the hall, like, you walked underneath that and then into the living room, and then right in the center of the living room, just kind of put a little marble end table, round end table that I have, with a really tall vase in there lit up, and put the welcome drink around there.
Those welcome drinks were really good.
Yeah, you really liked that one.
Yeah, I would say that's my vote for my favorite so far. Of all the ones that we've done.
Well, so it was a raspberry mojito, and Jen loves mojitos. I mean, we do this. When was the like mojito thing, I think, started? When we went years ago on a
cruise.
Yeah, it was the girls' cruise, I think.
And it was like, not just a regular mojito, it was a pineapple mojito.
I think so.
Which was very tropical, kind of.
Was. So this was a raspberry mojito. It was good.
Very good. Yeah. So we should probably remind people of our theme, because all of the flowers and the moss and everything.
Yeah, it was an enchanted forest kind of a theme.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we're crazy with the theme thing.
We are.
And we're looking ahead to St. Patrick's Day's coming. We've never done a St. Patrick's Day party, but for those of you that listened to our podcast before, you met Elaine, a very good friend of ours, who is so into St. Patrick's Day. And Jennifer said...
So much so that she had a baby.
She did. She had Eli on St. Patrick's Day. But yeah, Jen thought it would be fun for us to do something because Elaine would be totally into that. So we've already created our little private Pinterest board to come up with some ideas for food because we've never really done a St. Patty's Day theme.
Yeah, this is going to be brand new for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to do something new.
It is.
Some crazy ideas. So we should probably ask what other people do for St. Patrick's Day other than like bar crawl.
Yeah, right.
Like, do you have a party in your house? What do you do to make it interesting?
Right. Or for those of you who are like Irish and have celebrated, like I did talk to my daughter-in-law, Abby, about it yesterday. She remembers always on St. Patrick's Day going to her grandmother's house and they would have, well, she said to me, I know this seems more like it's a New Year's thing, but we always had pork chops and sauerkraut on St. Patrick's Day. And I was thinking kind of along those lines too, but I was thinking similar to like kind of a New Year's Day thing, corned beef. And then when I looked it up, I saw that a lot, like there's a lot of corned beef, but there's Irish stew and, you know, all kinds of different things that we can do.
I think chocolate Guinness cake. That's what I think of.
Oh, well, me too. Did you see? I like pinned about three or four different recipes.
And then I looked at that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is good. But we're always on the same wavelength.
We are.
So
we share a brain.
It's really not shocking.
Right. Yeah. So that's, we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And next week when we podcast,
yay!
We are going to be podcasting from the beach.
We are. We're going to Punta Cana.
We are.
So we're going to...
I'm thinking that we're going to have to get up really early in the morning, like sunrise early, and bring our recording stuff out then if we're going to actually do it on the beach so that it's not crowded with people and noisy.
Yeah. Well, did you read... So let's kind of tell our listeners that... So some of our friends are already there.
Yeah.
And they're spending the week there. I know, right? We're getting pictures and text messages, but they're already there. And they're going to stay for the first part of our trip next week. But so Heidi shared today, did you read in the messages where she was saying that there are two different areas? So we're going, we have these VIP passes like a certain section that we'll be in, and that's like a smaller section of the beach. She said there's only like 40 people over there.
Yeah,
so maybe it won't be too noisy.
Yeah, we'll have to just kind of play it by ear. We might even try it a couple times, see what works, just trying
to save myself from having to get up real early in the morning.
But the sunrise is so inspirational.
It is.
Our creative juices will be flowing.
I mean, I guess we could be drinking coffee on the beach instead of a fruity drink.
Yeah. How early can you have a mimosa? I don't know.
On vacation, I think whenever.
Whenever.
8 o'clock? I don't know.
Yeah.
7?
Hey.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. And then in March, we have something else coming up. So anyone who has been listening or reading on Instagram know that we have been kind of polling people to find out where we should eat and...
What we should eat
when we're there and what we should drink along with it. And that we were going to choose like 4 or 5 different restaurants and eat the same thing at each stop. So do you want to go ahead and give us those dates?
I'm pulling up the thing here. So we don't have a date picked yet, but I'm thinking it's probably best. We had talked about this. Jen and I talked about this a little bit. We'll probably do it maybe midweek or later in the week because it's going to be really hard to try to get these places in on a weekend in a reasonable amount of time.
Right.
You know, when people want restaurants. So here are some of the suggestions that people gave us via email and Instagram messages as well. So we heard ramen and white wine.
Okay.
That's a lot of noodles. Yeah. Wings and beer.
Hmm.
Chocolate cake and cognac.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Calamari and white wine.
Oh, yummy. I could go for that.
Mm-hmm. Poutine and beer.
Yum.
Oysters and Bloody Marys, which we told you guys, don't tell us oysters because Jen isn't going to eat oysters all night long. I might be able to get her to have one. Yeah. I will have to eat all the oysters. Yeah. It's not going to happen. So I like that. You're not a huge fan of Bloody Marys either.
No, I'm not.
So that's not going to be good for us.
You know, you have to do what you have to do.
You gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, if it got like all the votes, we'd probably have to just like suck it up. No pun intended.
For the people.
We have to suck them down. No pun intended. Hamburgers and ginger ale.
What?
Yeah. I was like, okay. Steak and beer. Some
What's
of these are
the
like
beer
so funny.
Thing?
I don't know. Everybody went, yeah, here's another one. Beer and hot dogs.
Oh, ew. I'm sorry. I mean, oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yum. Nice. Yeah, that was a great suggestion. Whoever that was from. White pizza and mules. White pizza and Moscow mules.
I would really enjoy that. Yeah. I love white pizza and I love Moscow mules.
Okay. And then the number one, multiple people suggested this. So people were obviously listening. Mm-hmm. Nobody suggested crab cakes. Like crab cakes and champagne or crab cakes and wine would have been a great one.
Yeah.
But multiple people suggested.
And I just want to say this before you say, right. You know, drum roll, please. But for those of you who suggested this, I want you to know with all my heart, I love you. I love you because this is my thing. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I think you said like when the first person suggested, you're like, this is my dream night. Yeah,
right. I cannot wait for this night. I mean, I'm actively looking for a new pair of stretchy pants.
Okay. So here it is. Some of you may have already know, like in your mind, it is nachos and margaritas.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Woot woot.
And I have to say, I'm not really a huge margarita fan. I like them, but nachos,
yeah,
it's like my love language.
It is. That's so true. Right.
I am so excited.
I know. So one of the things, just because we already shared that we're going to be in Punta Cana next week, one of the things, normally this time of year, we go to Riviera Maya, Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like nachos are like, it's just a huge thing.
Right.
Jen, you literally eat a huge plate of nachos on the beach for lunch every day.
Every single day.
Yeah, every day.
Why go? I mean, if you're not going to do that, why go?
Yeah. So, but we heard from people that nachos like aren't really that big of a thing in Punta Cana. We don't know yet because we're not there.
I've heard French fries are a big thing there. I don't know how true that is. But, well, actually, somebody told us. Somebody who actually was born there and lived there told us that.
Born.
So I'm pretty sure that he knows what he's talking about since that's where he's from.
Okay.
But yeah. But not nachos. But so we're not going to be nachoed out by the time we get back.
No.
We're going to be ready.
We'll be ready to consume the nachos. And we're going to take some people along with us.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun.
And then probably have them on the podcast with us so that we get varying opinions.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Where we liked.
It'll be great.
I'm excited.
So we have some restaurants in mind. Not quite sure. There's multiples that have been suggested. We're going to have to narrow it down. Because one of the things I think that we were thinking would be a good idea, too, is if we could. There are a few places that are in Lawrenceville that would make it nice because we could kind of park and walk a few blocks from one, you know. But we definitely have to do like Round Corner Cantina.
Yeah. Condado.
Condado Taco. Yeah. And there are a couple places. I mean, there's some places like 2 weeks ago on the Strip. There are some places on the south side. Like some different people have suggested some different places. So we'll narrow that down because I think there's probably about 10 or 12 different places that people have suggested that that's too many nachos.
Yeah.
We can't get to all those places in one night.
I mean, I would like love to. But I just don't know that it's possible.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
So that's
something we'll pick four or five places.
Yeah.
And get ready. So we'll let them know about that as soon as we narrow that list down.
Yep.
And we have some other places.
We do. So this is a super excited that we're going to be gone next week going to Punta Cana, but so bummed that we're missing the opening of a place that we have been so waiting for. Following along, there is a new hotel that is opening in Oakland called the Oaklander. And in the Oaklander is this beautiful space. I don't know, maybe some of our listeners have been following along watching as well, but it's called Spirits and Tales. The executive chef is Jessica Lewis. the restaurant sits on the top floor. It's like on the 10th floor. It supposedly has like a 360-degree view of Oakland. So you can see the neighborhood. Really cool space. It's very open and there are windows everywhere. One of the things I think that we're really liking about this is that I think they're going to be featuring like small plates as well, but everything is really, it's like seafood and vegetables. Like it's a big, like a very healthy kind of fare. And it's like French Mediterranean cuisine, American French brasserie kind of food that she'll be serving. And she's very into sustainability. And so she's partnering with a lot of local farmers and things to bring things in.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love that whole idea. Keep it local.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's brought a lot. So Jessica, she's only been here for, I think, like 5 years or something here in Pittsburgh. And she was one of the first chefs at Smallman.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's been at places like, she was at Heinz Field. She's at the Commoner or the Whale, Merchant Oyster. She actually brought the whole, they do this thing now where they're sending the oyster shells. Like you eat the oyster, they send them back to the Chesapeake Bay, put the oyster shells back in, and they regrow. Like, you know what I mean? It's just helping with that whole area, bringing oysters back. Like, I don't know. It's just so cool.
Yeah. No, I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's like such an awesome, awesome kind of a thing there. So yeah, I'm super excited about the whole seafood and veggies because we love seafood.
Yeah. And veggies.
And veggies. Yeah. And so it's health. I mean, it's really hard when you go out because I feel like we share a lot with you guys that we, you know, eat some different kind of things, but on a daily basis, we really try to eat very, very healthy. And I feel like this is a place that we're going to be able to go and enjoy an incredible meal that's like really healthy.
When I opened my email and saw when it was taking place because we were invited to go and to try it.
Bummed.
And we'll be on vacation. And you're right. I mean, we're excited to go on vacation, but we are so sad to
miss
that.
So torn. I was seriously, not that I was like ready to cancel vacation or anything, but I'm like, how did I just know? Seriously, these past couple weeks, I kept thinking, it's got to be opening soon. It's got to be opening soon. It's got to be opening soon. And then bam, of course.
But when get back, we have something to look forward to because we can try that out.
Yeah, we totally really need excited. To go when we get.
And we'll bring a bunch of friends and really support them. And
oh, yes.
That'll be a fun night.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so there's that. Oh, and we should say where it's located. It's going to be located 5130 Bigelow Boulevard right in Oakland is where the Oaklander Hotel is located. And again, the restaurant is on the 10th floor. So you want to check that out. Check it out. Yeah. I'm sure. I don't know that the website yet has the menu up, but I would imagine probably next week sometime you'll be able to take a look at that after they do their little grand opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then March 29th,
mm-hmm.
we have something else coming
up.
What's the name of that?
That is the
Pittsburgh
Cocktail Classic.
Mm-hmm. Woo-woo.
And that's on your husband's birthday.
It is, yeah. And he doesn't even drink.
I know. He's not a big drinker. Not that we are either, but this sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, it's something different. It's the first time it's ever come. It's in the Pennsylvania. First time they're
Pennsylvanian.
Ever doing it. Pennsylvanian. Yeah, I'm sorry. Pennsylvanian. And I'm excited about going.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be like, 15 different cocktails?
Okay, so I think there are like maybe 20 different participants or something like that. And then you can get, depending on the type of ticket that you purchase, your ticket will either include like a general admin ticket, I think is maybe 10 cocktails, and the VIP ticket is 15.
Okay, so there are three available kind of tickets.
Yes.
So if you haven't purchased your ticket for this yet and you want to, they are still available.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a designated driver ticket. That's $20. There is a general admission ticket, which is $45, and an early entry ticket, which is $59 to be able to go to that.
Yeah.
It's from 6 to 10, And yeah, it says 15 cocktail sampling tickets, one food, and you get one food ticket for the early entry admission. So the general admission is from 7 to 10. So I guess you get in at 6 for the early entry.
Right.
That's 1 hour. So 7 to 10, 10 cocktail sampling, one food ticket. There is also music and entertainment.
Yeah, they have a DJ, I think.
Yeah. The designated driver gets one food ticket, one red ribbon soda.
Yeah.
And all the proceeds from the Cocktail Classic will benefit 412 Food Rescue.
All the proceeds go to 412 Food Rescue?
From
Yeah, I think that some of the proceeds will go to that, which I think is great. A lot of places are doing that. And I think that that's really wonderful.
Yeah.
Too. The places
and
support.
There are a ton of places on the list. Boyd
and Blair.
Yeah, so
what are some of the places?
Yeah, Boyd and Blair, Union Standard, Spirit, Strange Roots, Natrona Bottling, Smallman Galley, Federal Galley. Lots of places.
Please tell me. I thought the Commoner was on that list. Tell me the Commoner's on the list.
Let me go through here. And
I think Or the Whale maybe.
Or the Whale is.
Too. Was Floor 2 on there as well? I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know.
There are a lot.
Yeah, there
but
are
I
a lot of
I thought the Commoner was part of it. I hope so.
Oh, well, Alex Dando.
Because everybody knows we're Alex Dando fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. And we're going to try to make like a like stay downtown somewhere.
Yeah. Overnight that night.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy the evening, and there's going to be dancing and all of that. So,
and we're taking a group of friends with us to that too.
I've never been to an event at the Pennsylvanian before.
No, it's beautiful. I was at a wedding there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
That's right up my alley. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, because we missed the Pittsburgh's Best, Sunday's Best Bloody Mary Fest that was just... They just had that at the Pennsylvanian. We missed out on that.
Yeah. Yeah, we weren't able to attend that.
We had gone to the one that was down at like Heinz Lofts.
Mm-hmm. Which was
last year. Like, it was very nice. Yeah. I liked that outside. I feel like that's something more that I like that for a warmer weather time anyway.
Yeah, I would agree. For sure.
Yeah.
Hmm. So if anyone has any questions about Punta Cana that they want us to answer while we are there, and we can do that on the podcast next week.
We
so I would say if you have any questions at all, if you want to know anything about the resort, what it's like, the beach, the food, the drinks, whatever it might be, go ahead and let us know. And
shoot us an email.
Yeah.
It's our first time. We've not been to Punta Cana yet.
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I feel like I already kind of miss going to Mexico because we go every single year. So it's going to be a little bit strange, but I'm really looking forward to trying something new.
Yeah. Change is always, I don't know, even when it's something that probably sounds like, I don't know, bougie or something like, oh, what? You're disappointed you're not going to Mexico because you're going to Punta Cana. It's just something that's different. It's like exciting that it's different, but it's also kind of like, oh, we're not used to that.
Oh, yeah.
There I go bumping it. What is with me bumping into everything? It's
always...
like every time. It's like becoming a thing. I don't know if you guys can hear it or not, but every week I bump into something. Oh, what is my hat? This
she
time
bumped
was
into
my...
the table.
At least this time it was my head.
Yeah, against the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
All right. So anything else that we want to say? We told them everything that we have planned coming up. All the fun things. We're going on vacation. Ask for some questions.
Going on vacation. We're eating nachos. We're drinking cocktails. We're going to come home and go to try out the new Spirits and Tails. We'll get back to you
come
on that
home
one.
And go to the gym.
Come home and go to the gym. Roll home. And
All right. So if people have questions or anything about anything they want to know about our vacation or anything else that's coming up, how do they reach us?
You can reach us by email or direct message us on Instagram. Give us a follow on Instagram at Gourmandburgh, G-O-U-R-M-A-N-D-B-U-R-G-H. And email would be star, that's STAR, at GormandBerg.com or GormandBergGirls.com. Either works. And Jen, you would be?
Jen at GormandBerg.com or GormandBergGirls.com.
Yeah.
Whatever suits you.
Yeah.
And if you would be so kind to rate and review us, find our podcast anywhere podcasts are available, you can find us, but especially on iTunes, Stitcher. Where else are we?
We're Google everywhere.
Play. Google Play, Spotify. We're all those places. But we really, really appreciate you rating and reviewing us, because that's how other people find us. And other people are finding us lately, and it's pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
And that's all because you're listening to us. And so we appreciate you.
We do.
All right, guys, you have a great week. And we will talk to you next week from the beautiful beaches.
Punta Cana.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.